Welcome to the Dr. Berg's Healthy Keto and Intermittent Fasting Podcast, where Dr. Berg takes you on the journey for the truth about getting healthy and losing healthy weight.
So in this video, I'm going to analyze a typical day of food for an average person. So for breakfast, they had 2 eggs, toast, avocado, half avocado. For lunch, they went out to lunch and they had a salad, fish, and bread that they bring on the table, right? Dinner, chicken soup. This was at home. This was canned, okay? And then for snacks, they had a piece of chocolate and corn chips because they create a little salt and chocolate. So right there, that tells me they're adrenal. So the first thing I'm going to look at is I'm going to look at why this person cannot lose weight from the fat-burning hormones. So we know right here fat-burning occurs with triggering with consuming protein, so that was really good. Avocado is a fat, but it's very neutral. It will actually help you burn fat because it's a healthy type of fat, plus it's very satisfying. But the toast is going to block that fat-burning for that meal. Salad. Fish, okay, that's good, but of course they add the bread in there. All it takes is a little bit of carbohydrate to throw off the fat burning. Chicken soup. Most of the chicken soup out there that you buy from the grocery store has MSG hidden as modified food starch. That will stimulate insulin by 300%, blocking all chances of losing weight. So this might be a big problem. Chocolate, most chocolate has sugar in it again. But even if it doesn't, a little bit of caffeine is not good to consume at night because that can keep you up. But chocolate contains not necessarily caffeine, but a chemical that it mimics caffeine. So I don't want to get into exactly the details in that, but it can act like caffeine. And then, of course, corn chips are a carbohydrate right through in here. That might be a problem because it's turning into sugar very easily. Now, if we analyze it through the nutrients, this is good. Avocado has basically the highest amount of potassium you can consume. It's very nutrient dense. Eggs are almost a perfect nutrient food, so that's good. Toast doesn't have a lot of nutrition. Salad, I would like to know the quantity of salad that person consumed. Was it a lot? Was it a little? It needs to be, during the day, probably about 7 to possibly 10 cups of salad. So if this is a side salad, it wouldn't provide any nutrients at all. So we got chicken soup. This isn't a can. There's not a lot of nutrition in canned foods. So right off the bat, this person does not have enough nutrition to satisfy the requirements that we need. Cravings. This person I can see craves chocolate and salt late at night because their breakfast is not, it's allowing carbohydrates right here. If you want to prevent cravings at night, it's important to have a big, huge, solid breakfast that has eggs, protein, and fat, not necessarily any carbohydrates. This is the secret to preventing cravings at night. Okay, so if you consume too many carbohydrates, or even like go at the IHOP and consume all that stuff, you're going to crave at night big time. Okay, so we've got cravings. Estrogen, that would be like soy. I don't see any soy in here. I don't necessarily know if a lot of these foods are organic or have hormones in them. They may, like if it's farm-fed fish or if the eggs were not, grass-fed, I doubt it. So that could consume some type of estrogenic type effects. Gluten could be in the toast, bread, and that will affect the digestion. So they may feel bloated through the day and giving a lot of symptoms from gluten, which would be irritable digestive issues and even arthritic symptoms, possibly. GMO, that is genetically modified foods. If we scan the list, the big thing that jumps out is the corn chips. Right now, almost all corn, soy, and canola is all genetically modified. So that's a big, huge problem that a lot of people are consuming unknowingly. The corn is the top one. So if you're going to do corn chips, which I don't even recommend, make sure it's organic or GMO free. Okay? So they've got GMO, organic. I don't know if any of this is organic. The benefit is that it's a little bit healthier nutrition-wise and it has less hormones and chemicals. And then for your body type, that's a whole other layer of thing that we can look at because some body types need more of this or more of that. So I just wanted to kind of quickly scan to give you some tips that when we look at a daily food plan, we want to dissect from the viewpoint of, are you able to burn fat? Do you have enough nutrition? Are we preventing cravings? Is it aligned with your body type? I'll be doing monthly seminars for the people that come to my website, and I'm going to be analyzing your daily meal plan so we can really educate you on what to eat to maximize health and minimize the damage. Okay? So this is a little bit of an introduction. I'll see you in the next video.